It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis live from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. And Mark McKinnon, our old friend, with whom we kick it hard every week.
We do, from the circus.
The best half hour of political television every week in America on Showtime. And I just, have you chosen a time to be here. And speaking of choosing a time, Gary Johnson has just stepped up to us as well. Gary Johnson is the former governor of New Mexico. He is the Libertarian candidate for president of the United States. And how in the hell did you get in this building, Gary?
Hey, just flying low and flying respectful also. I really want to respect the fact that this is the Democratic National Convention and Hillary got the nomination. And kudos to Hillary. Same thing for Donald Trump last week. I just want to debate him in September.
And you have to get to that 15% in order to do that.
Got to get to the 15%, but I think that's in the cards. I think that's going to happen.
Well, he's not just blowing smoke there. As the partisan, nonpartisan observer here, I'll just say, who, by the way, voted for Gary Johnson in 2012, although I'm a documentarian now, so I can't express any judgment. But,
can't be a libertarian. You have to be a documentarian.
It's on the public record, but... I think he's going to hit that 15% threshold. I really do. And
even with Jill Stein in the race, that still it doesn't fragment this too much.
No. I think it's there. The issue right now is that it's an afterthought. That it's Clinton and Trump. That's what they do in the poll. That's the top line. And then for about 40% of the polls, then they'll add Johnson in a second question, third question. What they need to do is lead off with Johnson, Trump, and Clinton. Yeah. If they did that, we'd be at 20%, but I think that's in the cards also.
Yeah, I think we'll see you on the national stage this fall.
Is that going to be something there?
And by the way, I think that the first debate will be the most watched television event in American history.
I heard last week that it's projected that the first presidential debate will exceed the viewership of the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah. I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, wow.
I think that'll be the case.
Yeah, and of course, there's no way that you can win if you're not in that game.
Well, yes, I know. I mean, I don't know if you know Buddy Romer, former governor.
Yes,
remember
of course.
Buddy? Well, I worked for him, and I remember in eight cycle, I think he tried to run, and he's one of the great all-time debaters.
I love him.
He could never get on the debate stage for the same reason. You know, they wouldn't put him on the polls. Then they said, "You're not polling." The usual kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah, it's a rig. It's a rigged game in that
Trump's
regard.
Right about
We've
that.
Learned a lot about that. So this afternoon, the news broke that Romney might be endorsing you. He might be on your team.
Well, that was a couple of weeks ago.
For a little while ago.
Well, yeah, that's been maybe a
people
month ago.
People are talking about it today too, saying, "Okay, are you going to pull over a lot of these never Trump people, the high profile types that are going to?"
Marvin Bush did go on the record yesterday
I
saying
saw that.
That,
that's what I was thinking, one of the Bush brothers.
So one of the Bush brothers, so very positive. And then
he's a little bit of the Zeppo of the Bush brothers, though. He's the one that nobody's heard of, and that's a bit of an issue.
But you know what? He's one of the coolest. Marvin's great.
But if you get, I know that Jeb and his, they've had a lot of, they got some money on the sidelines. They're sitting there, they're waiting for a moment here. And I guess the question is, how closely aligned to what that form of Republicanism can your ticket be?
Well, that's something that they've got to address, meaning, I think that myself and Bill Weld, we are definitely small government guys. You know, government's too big. It tries to accomplish too much. It taxes too much. And we've got a proven record of really reducing the size and scope of government. But we are also both socially liberal. Now, we don't care what you are socially. Libertarians don't care what you are socially, as long as you don't force it on others. But we support marriage equality, a woman's right to choose, legalizing marijuana.
Right.
Crony capitalism is alive and well. I think it's unfair that free market and crony capitalism has somehow gotten tied as one in the same, when in fact they're on opposite ends of the needle, that we should... We should be looking to bring the world together with free trade and diplomacy, and let's stop with the military intervention. So it's a three-legged stool, fiscally conservative, socially accepting, agnostic, whatever.
That's a fascinating piece, I think, for the American voter, because you're talking exactly to the people who feel completely disaffected by what they're looking at. The Bernie Sanders people, I think, would agree with a great percentage of what you're talking about.
Some of it, yeah.
I think I think the people who are, when they look at Bill and they look at, or they look at Hillary, I should say, and they look at Donald Trump, they're like, oh, they know Hillary too well, and they think Donald Trump is a lunatic. So, you know, where do we go from here?
Well, so if either Trump or Clinton gets elected, can we all agree here that the polarity at a national level is going to be even greater than what it is now? I mean, that's hard to imagine, but it will be. And imagine libertarians, two former Republican governors, president, vice president, hiring a bipartisan administration, Democrats and Republicans, all libertarian leaning, and kind of standing in the middle with a smile on their face going, come on, let's come together on these specific issues and let's deal with them. Which one of those scenarios might actually change things?
Well, I just tell you that as a progressive Republican who was drawn to the message of compassionate conservatism by then Governor George Bush,
right,
that there are a lot of Republicans who are there for fiscal reasons, free market ideas, free trade, who are very socially liberal and don't like the direction that the party's taken on the social side over the last 10 years. So
Hasn't Trump, though, helped that a little bit?
Yeah. I mean he's kind of post-ideological, but he's not a free trader.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, that shuts the doors for a lot of other Republicans. So this is, and Governors Johnson and Weld are credible, experienced, you know, players. These are not just, you know, fringe characters. They have worked in the system and worked the system. So
because there have been some fringe players,
I think they're going to be an attractive option for a lot of people.
Yeah, well, and it would be very interesting if you do see Mitt Romney or other Bushes fall into line here, because you just know the Bushes are not, they can't, whether they go public or not with it, they can't go with Donald Trump. And
right.
I doubt they're going to go with Hillary Clinton.
Well, and the backhanded recommendation last week by Ted Cruz, it's not a multiple choice question when you walk into the booth. It's multiple choice. It's not essay. So, gee, I'm not going to vote for Trump. I'm not going to vote for Clinton. Who does that leave? Well, thank you very much, Ted Cruz. Backhanded endorsement.
Right.
This one, you know, I think that Mark McKinnon has been touched by an angel here, because
yes,
he has picked the right year to launch a documentary series for Showtime about this and the circus. It couldn't, I mean, you guys had this in development for the last ten years,
and yeah, it just came through this cycle, and
that
just
is
sheer accident of
serendipity.
Luck and timing, yeah.
Yeah. So do you watch that, Governor? Have you seen?
We're going to get him on. We're going to have you on in the fall, and I'm looking forward to having you on. And I've had it on the boards a couple times. The last couple weeks, just been very busy with the convention.
You know, just tell Heilman to sit down and shut up. You know this guy now. Let's
yeah, I'm going to leave Halper and Heilman. This is my assignment. We're going to go out running, and we'll do it on the.
I'm impressed.
Jump on some bikes. Yeah.
I'm impressed with you, Mark. Yeah, we're going to have to jump on those mountain bikes.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Well, what is interesting, I saw Heilman, by the way, walking through here the other day. He's gone totally Hollywood. Totally Hollywood on you.
He's probably busy. I mean, you guys are darting around. You got a lot to cover here.
Yeah, they really do. It is a great, again, Showtime. I watch it on the third screen. I get it on my iPad. Yeah. I got the Showtime app, and that way I'm able to catch it. Because, you know, we've been on the road now for I don't know how long now. You've been on the road. Did you get your laundry done last week? You couldn't figure out how to
I'm in a hotel now that I can do my own laundry. They have washing machines, which is great.
Yes.
You know, it's like a Hilton Holiday, a Hilton Garden Inn, and it's perfect. You know, free breakfast and laundry. That's all I need. But listen, the show is designed to show, you know, to go beyond the kind of cardboard versions people see of these candidates. And so that's why I'm looking forward to an opportunity to be with Governor Johnson, because I think people just maybe heard or read something about him, but, you know, we'll get out there and we'll show, you know, some depth of character here and his history and, you know, what he's really like in person. And
Governor, are you on all 50 ballots?
We will be. Right now, I think maybe 42, but we're ahead of schedule from 2012, where we were on the ballot in 48 states, and we're on the two states that we weren't on in 2012. So we'll be on
Texas,
the ballot.
Are you on in Texas?
Yes, we're
okay,
on in Texas.
Because that was the one that passed, right? You couldn't. I think this is the moment. I know
I think there are definitely more than one that has passed.
By the way, if you want to see just how rigged the system is, try and go out and get on the ballots, and not as a Democrat or a Republican.
Just try and get on the ballot in 50 states. Yeah, and that's about a $10 million proposition.
I was going to say 30. Yeah, when we tried to do it on that Americans Elect thing, that was a $30 million exercise. Yeah.
Tells you. Wow. It speaks volumes.
Well, it speaks volumes of the Libertarian Party to be able to accomplish cycle after cycle.
True. And they and actually there's some big funders, right, in the Libertarian Party. There's some people who
really truly believe this. Well, really truly believe it and step up and accomplish just the ballot access part of it, and have since 71.
Well, Governor, your message, I mean, it's certainly. There's at least one guy sitting at this table that it's ringing for. There might be two before it's all said and done, but
I think what you're going to see is that there are a lot of people out there who aren't happy with. They think they only have a binary choice. They know about Hillary. They know about Trump. But they don't know about this guy yet. And I think when they do, it's going to be an attractive option for a lot of people.
Yeah. And I think anything can happen, and it starts with 15-20% in the polls before the debates, and then the debates. Anything's possible.
That's absolutely true. We've seen that already.
Governor, if we could say anything about this year, anything can happen, because everyone said this was never going to happen, and it has happened, and we sat there in Cleveland last week and we watched it.
And let me just end, we don't have to end this, but just let me point out how really, really, really crazy this election cycle is. I might be the next president of the United States.
I sort of like that. And I see Bernie Sanders having a position in your administration before. For some reason, I see that happening. I don't know. Maybe, Bureau of Indian Affairs. Whatever it happens to be, you can do it. Although in New Mexico, you've got plenty of people for that.
I'm very certain of that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
it's a circus out there.
Yes, it is. What are we going to do now, Mark?
We're going to kick it hard.
We're going to kick it hard right there. Mark McKinnon. Watch the circus Sunday night. Wait till you see this one. You thought last week was wacky. Yeah. Wait till you see this one.
The only problem we've been having the last couple of weeks is we got to cut so much stuff. You know, it could be 2 4-hour programs.
I would say you should leave that available for
the
web.
We're going to. We'll have a
uncut
a web series later in a long movie series afterwards.
I hope so. Governor, if people want to get on the bandwagon with Johnson and Weld, what do they do?
Johnson Weld 2016. Google Gary Johnson, it'll all pop up. But Johnson Weld, we're pushing like 25 million now on the social media side of this.
Wow.
We released a video several weeks ago that we hit 15 million plus views in a very short amount of time.
People are looking for alternatives.
Those are serious numbers.
They are.
I just got to say, Mr. President, thank you for stopping by.
Congratulations.
You heard it here first.
You did hear it here first.
Breaking some news.
All right, Mark, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right,
and Governor, thank you for being here.
Thanks,
appreciate
Governor.
It.
Thanks, Mark.